CPA After Dark.
What's going on, guys, and welcome back to CPA After Dark. I'm your host, Kristen, and I'm with my beautiful co-host, Marit. And we are going to be talking about something that it's like business owners, but like not just business owners. I think it's like, it's almost like having some, have some self-respect, people. Is that a good way to describe it?
If that doesn't hook people in to watch the episode, I don't know what does. We're going to be talking about having self-respect, people. Have some.
No,
live
but,
it, learn it, breathe it.
But seriously, in all seriousness, when you show up at a business event, when you go anywhere, really, you are a billboard for your business. I think that's the best way to describe this. You are a walking, talking billboard. So if you go out of the house with a wrinkled shirt, if you decided that it was appropriate to wear sneakers with your sundress, like, you know, you decided, you know what, today's the day I'm not going to wear a tie with my button-down shirt. You are a walking, talking billboard. So people notice that. People notice that you didn't tuck your shirt in. People see you. So I'm going to hire somebody to work with me. I'm going to listen to somebody talk that looks like they have their shit together.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm feeling a little guilty right now because
you?
I struggle. Yeah. Sometimes I struggle with, like, I don't know. I have a hard time because okay, my struggle is different. I'm in the accounting industry where everybody is so buttoned up and tied up and like looking, you have to wear a suit at all times and you have to, you know, look professional at all times, that I'm like, people, I don't know if people really want a super stuffy look, but at the same time, like you said, you still need to look like you take care of yourself, you're presentable. So I've been going through issues of trying to figure out what that looks like for my industry because, you know, there's this, like I was shopping for the conference that I'm presenting at. This is actually perfect. So I was at Nordstrom Rack shopping for the conference and I was texting Rex saying, I am in neutral hell because all of these clothes that are like these corporate clothes were like neutral color, neutral color, neutral color. And I'm like a color girl. I love bright colors. I'm like a flashy.
How did you end up in accounting? You
know? I don't know. I don't know, but it's my gift. I'm bringing it different. Yeah. And then I went over to the shoes and all of the heels were kitten heels. And you and I have talked about this before.
Yeah, that's why we're friends.
I cannot stand a kitten heel. Like, get after me in the comments. I don't care. They were all this tall.
Oh, no.
And I was like, I am not wearing those with like a neutral beige blazer and little kitten heels. I can't do it. So I do take that stance of like looking awesome when I'm out representing myself, but I also have to like be flashy. And I think there will be some people who would look at me and say, that's not the accountant for me.
And right? I would like, look at that and say, like, you put in some effort and and I hired you. So
yeah,
I did.
Yeah. And honestly, I don't, you know, I usually keep my opinions to myself, but I'm trying to be more open and say how I feel.
Say it.
I think that I'm going to say it. I'm so scared. I think that like if you're going to walk around in a kitten heel, you kind of look like you're not really committed. Like you kind of look like you're taking, like you said, sneakers with a sundress. You know, it's that kind of I would rather be comfortable than really dressed to impress look for me. So I see a kitten heel and I'm like, you chose comfort over dressing to impress.
Yep. Let my feet bleed.
If your feet are not bleeding, then I'm not taking you seriously.
Yes.
No, but there is. You can tell when someone's dressing to impress or when they're dressing for comfort. And if you're trying to make an impression in your industry, I think definitely people can tell. They can smell you from a mile away. They can tell from a mile away that you're choosing your comfort over really trying to look the best for your field.
And think about it, too. Yeah. If everybody's wearing a beige blazer and you show up in a hot pink blazer and, you know, pointy toe stilettos – you're going to stand out. People are going to talk to you because you're not blending in with the crowd. So, and that's, you're trying to be outgoing. You're trying to put yourself out there. You want to do public speaking. So you need to stand out. I mean, if I saw somebody in a beige blazer, it's a tongue twister, on like Instagram, and I was scrolling through, and then I saw somebody in a hot pink blazer with her lipstick on and her hair done the way you post, I'm going to stop and I'm going to listen. She probably has something to say. But if it's beige or it's, you know, brown or something, blah, 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 I'm probably not going to stop and pay much attention because you're just going to say everything that everybody else has to say. And I want to hear something new.
Although for some of the conferences, though, especially in this industry, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but I'm like, how are they going to book me for more conferences unless I – there is a lot of pressure to fit in with the crowd.
You are the extroverted accountant.
I am.
I think your wardrobe should match it. That's my opinion.
Yeah, and really, like, as long as I know I'm taking care of myself and I'm put together and I'm doing all the right things, and, you know, if you don't like the color and I'm not the girl for you, that's fine.
Yeah,
like,
I'm not telling you to put on a mini skirt and a low-cut top, but if you feel good about yourself and vibrant and, like, you stand out in something brighter – and it's still obviously appropriate for the job that you have, I say go for it. Mm-hmm. You're not going to be faulted for it. You're not doing anything inappropriate. There's nothing wrong with that. And you should stand out.
Yeah. And I think there's a fine line in business when you are. I really like we're doing an episode about appearance because it is people. I think either you put a lot of thought into it or you don't put any thought into it. But I put a lot of thought into it. I was there and it's like I decided to pair some bright color, like a bright color of shoes, with more of like a plain solid color outfit because I know I can't push it too far. Right.
Yeah.
You know, like I know I'm still in this industry that expects a certain standard of professionalism. In terms of, you know, not wearing the hot pink blazer in this particular incident, not all the way, but for this particular thing. And so, you know, putting that thought into the appearance, it not only makes me feel more confident, but also being able to put a little bit of myself in there to kind of represent who I am and my brand. That's important for appearance as a business owner. You're representing yourself. Like you said, Kristen, you're a walking billboard. What part of it is you? How much effort are you, you know, putting out there to brand yourself and get people, you know, have people get to know you and make that first impression? Yeah. Or are you just kind of slacking with your sneakers? Or, I mean, Andy Elliott, I'm sure, I feel like so many of our viewers would know Andy Elliott because he is pretty big, but he always gets after people in the sales training for wearing t-shirts.
Yeah.
And he'll be like, look at guy in this training wearing this t-shirt, did you just roll out of bed? And so he, you know, I always think about him and how he's, you know, he looks at someone dressed in a t-shirt or, you know, sneakers and a sundress, and he's like, get out, you're not taking this seriously. Yeah. So
yep, absolutely. Yeah. And it's like, it's not even just work, right? It's like you go out to dinner and what are you wearing? Did you put a little effort into it? Did you put a belt through your belt loops? You know, did you tuck your shirt in? Like things like that. It's funny, but it's serious because you don't know who you're going to run into. And there's a lot of times when me and Chris talk to each other, and it used to be like, what are you going to wear? Because like, well, if he's going to wear jeans, then maybe I'll wear jeans. I'll go a little bit more casual. Or if he's going to wear like pants and like a button down shirt, then I'll put on a dress, and we'll kind of go back and forth. And it used to be just that simple. Now it's like, you're going to wear dress pants. What color dress pants? And normally I'll pick out my clothes first because then he'll match me. So when we show up together, we look like we showed up together. We look like we thought this out. Kristen and Chris just showed up and we're ready to rock whatever we're doing. I don't care if we're just going out to eat. But we're going to show up together and we're going to give a first impression to anybody that sees us walk through the door. And I used to say to him, because he'd be like, oh, well, you know, we're just going, you know, to X. And it's like, okay, well, you're going to just wear jeans tonight? Like, what if somebody sees you? Or like, you don't know if it's casual or if it's a more dressy or formal attire that you're supposed to wear. I always side with getting, I'd rather be overdressed because I don't want somebody to look at me and think like she didn't put in any effort. Never do I want to feel that way. I will never be that person that looks like they put in little to no effort. I will always be the person that's a little bit overdone, not because I'm trying to be flashy and show off, but because I want to look like I tried.
And it gives you confidence.
Yeah, hell
yeah.
You know,
it helps you walk with your head held more high.
Mm-hmm. Be proud.
And, you know, helps you, be proud. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, though, I'm trying to think of, you know, I've actually only met you in person for that one time. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, a couple days. So that's funny because I feel like I know you so well. And I was going to say, I've never seen you wear a pair of jeans. I've seen you in jean shorts on your Instagram, but I've never seen you like wear a pair of jeans. So I might need you to send me a picture of you in jeans because I'm trying to imagine it. And I can't even imagine it. So that speaks for itself. The fact that I have nothing in my bank of seeing you in a pair of jeans. I used to wear more jeans, I guess, but
I do wear jeans.
I like a good pair of jeans.
But there's a time and a place. Like I wore jeans last night to my daughter's volleyball game. But on the same note, I was wearing gym clothes and Chris looked at me and was like, "You're gonna wear that?" He's like, "What, are you gonna go work out?" And I was like, "No, we're going to a volleyball game. Like, who cares?" And he's like, "You don't care?" And I was like, "All right, I'm going to get changed right now." So I put on like jeans and I put on a nice shirt. I wasn't like in like heels or anything, but I put on, I think I had a nice sandal on, a nice flat sandal, jeans. I put on a belt and I put on a like a nice tank top. And, you know, and Chris looked really nice. He had like khaki colored shorts on. Khakis, I always say it like that. Khaki shorts. Khaki. And he had a white like fitted shirt and like white Vans on. So he looked like, we looked nice. We looked like a nice family like that has our shit together.
This is so funny. Rex is going to watch this, my husband, and be like, oh, because he is such a, he always says he's a dirtbag BMX bike rider. He just lives in Vans. And like, like faded
Chris wears Vans. I mean, these are nice. They're like pants. White, nice Vans. But yeah, they look nice.
So I'm going to have him watch this and be like, honey, you need to step up your game a little bit. Yeah. Look at Chris. See? He's calling out Kristen. Yeah.
Yeah, it's rare.
No, but I do like that. It's kind of hard, though, to adjust your style as you get older. At least for me, it has been because, you know, it's kind of like I'm trying to find this new, like I've been talking about before, this new part of me where I'm flashy, but also I'm not like a 20-year-old girl anymore. And I want to, I mean,
you
it's,
are
it's
whoever
kind of cliche to say
you
like
want
dress
to be.
Your age, but I want to dress a little bit so I don't look like I'm clinging to my past. Cause I've seen people in, you know, around in my age group and I'm like, are you just still just not, you're just not going to give up the fact that you're not 20 anymore. So it is funny. You just, everybody is very judgmental on how you dress. I guess let that be the lesson of the day, because I'm even saying right now, I'll look at someone my age and I'll be, and you know, I'm pretty cool. Like I like cool, good music. I'm pretty laid back. I like extreme sports and I'll still look at some people and be like, huh?
Yeah.
They're really not going to let go of X, Y, or Z. Like they're really going to think they can still do that at this age. Like it kind of looks like you're just like clinging to your past and you're not ready to adjust. So I've been trying to find a way to adjust to a more like, I don't want to say age appropriate style, but something that shows like, hey, I'm in a different phase, but I still am fun and outgoing and, you know.
Well, especially like, when it's like work related too. You have to like definitely skirt that line.
Oh, yeah. I got to skirt it big time. But I do love, I think I've got my work style down pretty good because it really does make an impression in my field in particular to show up with the clothes that I wear. And I know just how far I can push it, you know, and still look professional, but be so me. And it's so different than most people. Mm-hmm. And I love it. It is true. It really does give you like confidence in yourself, and other people want to know more about you when they see that person is just put together and they're just really like, they obviously took a lot of time to in what they chose.
And then speaking of being put together, you had mentioned what's it called? Was it Elliot?
Andy.
Yeah.
Andy Elliott.
And like
people don't like Andy Elliott either.
You know what? He's aggressive. He's direct. He's aggressive and he's direct. But I appreciate that because it comes off very sincere and he's not going to take any bullshit, which I appreciate. But one of the things he talked about is, and it's something we've talked about before when we did a podcast with myself and Chris and you and Rex, we had talked about like somebody walking in the room and it's like they look fit and they just hold themselves a certain way. And if you look like you eat right and you go to the gym and you take care of your physical self, you're probably not cutting corners in your business. And to me, like, that speaks volumes when I look at somebody and it's like your shirt's untucked, you're wearing sneakers, you threw on a pair of jeans, maybe you didn't put a belt on, your stomach's hanging out underneath your shirt. You're probably cutting corners somewhere because you're clearly cutting corners on your health. So when I look at somebody then that's fit, has their shit together, they're tucked in, they're wearing nice shoes, they put in some effort, I'm going to assume that you're probably all in on your business and you're not cutting corners. And that's just, it comes down to like the integrity of a person. It follows through on like every aspect of your life. So if you're somebody that is taking care of yourself, you probably have a neat house. You probably have a nice neat yard. Your car is probably kept pretty clean. Your kids are probably pretty well organized. If you have kids, I would assume your business is organized and your appearance definitely shows it as well. And I really think that it all goes full circle. And that's the person that I want to do business with. So if I have a choice, it's going to be visually the person that's the most stimulating that I'm going to work with because I feel like you look like you have your ducks in a row. Yeah. And I'm going to drop the mic.
Yeah. Andy Elliott says, yeah, drop that mic, girl. Goodbye. That's it.
Goodbye.
Andy Elliott says that he wants to shake your hand. He says that if you're physically fit when you shake someone's hand, you know, you're giving that impression of I take care of myself, so I'm obviously going to be able to take care of you when it comes to doing business mm-hmm. together. Like if I take care of myself, you can tell I take care of myself and I can take care of you through the handshake.
Yeah.
Because he likes biceps and muscles and he's like, take care of you when you shake their hand. But I mean, but we did have an episode where we talked about business owners and how they never put themselves first because they're so focused on everything else that they lack. So I definitely have sympathy for people who struggle, you know, with their physical mm-hmm. health, because I think sometimes they don't realize how important it is. Like maybe this episode will help motivate them to realize that taking more time on yourself, it's not selfish. You know, you don't have to put everything to everything else and then nothing to yourself mm-hmm. because then you're going out and you're trying to make an impression and you're trying to make connections and you are the most important person of your brand. Yeah. You are your brand. I'm no marketing guru, but that's what they all say, is that you are the brand. And so by not taking care of yourself and not putting in that time, it's gonna just directly affect your business relationships. It just is. So
absolutely.
If you ever think it's selfish, it's not. It's not. And you will perform better. I mean, I was going to say I force myself to work out. Sometimes I have to force
myself to work out. You
know what?
Sometimes you do.
I'm tired. I'm not motivated.
It's discipline.
But I know.
And that brings this whole episode into full circle. That's a great point. Sometimes I don't want to work out. Sometimes I'm tired and I feel unmotivated. But the discipline that I have, the discipline that you have, forces you to work out. And you always feel better after, right? Every single time you feel better mm-hmm. after.
Yeah, I do. Always.
And having the ability to embark that discipline on you personally lets me know, if I'm looking to work with you, that you have the discipline to take to the next level within your business as well. So it does always go full, in my head, it always goes full circle.
You're right. And yeah. I don't think maybe it feels judgy that someone's going to judge you. But it, yeah, I like you brought up discipline because that is more, that's less of a judgmental word and more of a word of you're impressed by them. Like it's not being so judgmental of how someone looks in this term of like, ew, you know, I don't want to work with you because yucky. It's more like, I don't know if I want to work with you because I hold my business and my standards to a higher level and I bust my butt to get there. And I want to work with other like-minded people that are on the same level of discipline.
And that being said, I don't want anybody to think that I'm only hiring pretty people that to work with either. I don't want it to come off like that at all. I don't care if somebody is unattractive but physically looks the part, like they've tucked in their shirt, they put their shoes on, they're taking care of themselves, they're working out, that I'm not going to pick the pretty person that maybe has an untucked shirt versus somebody that's less attractive but is all buttoned up the way they're supposed to be. I'm making this decision based on the fact that like you look like you take care of yourself. It has nothing to do with how attractive or unattractive you are. That I don't care about. That is moot. It's that you clearly wake up in the morning, you're on a schedule, maybe you go to the gym, you're clearly eating pretty healthy, you know, like you don't look like you're falling apart in a deranged mess. That's what I care about. It's not the physical attraction that I have to somebody. Oh, I just want to clarify.
I'm thinking about all these poor accountants that I see that look like deranged messes, especially during tax time. Like we all get together and I'm like looking at them like,
not a dating website
on the Zoom. Like Bob looks like he's having a hard day. He's a deranged mess over there.
Oh, no. No, this is not a dating protocol episode here. This is, I'm literally saying it's based on like, the discipline, since that's what we went to, that is the perfect word. If you look like you are a disciplined person, if you visually appear to be a disciplined human, I believe that this is carrying forward into your business. And I would like to work with you.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and then bring it back to Andy Elliott again. He also says that. He always says, I'm an ugly MF-er. Like he's like, I'm not good looking. The only reason why I'm even semi good looking is because I'm fit and because I take care of myself and I wear nice clothes and I tuck in my shirt and, you know, I dress the part and I look the part. He says that all the time. He's like, I don't claim to be good looking. The only thing that makes me even semi good looking is the fact that I'm fit.
And fit I is sexy.
Agree. I told my husband that. I'm like, he is like, I will agree with what he says. I wouldn't look at him and be like, he's hot, but then he like takes off his shirt.
Right. Like I don't need to look at your headshot, but right, the rest Andy. Of it is all packaged very well.
Yeah. You do what you can with what you have.
It's a good package. This is what it is.
Yeah. Who knew that we hashtag Andy Elliott and see what everyone says. I would love to hear everybody's thoughts.
Yeah.
I've talked to some people and they're like, he's the worst. He's like such a
It's the people
jerk.
That can't take like, the criticism, I would bet. Criticism hits hard and that's it.
They've told me he's like, some people are like, he's a fat shamer. And I'm like, maybe his approach is aggressive because he says, take off your shirt, six pack or you're fired. You know, that's his slogan, six pack or you're fired. No one works for him if they don't have a six pack. But then he also shows these really transformational videos and he tells them, if you get in shape and start taking care of yourself and start showing the world that you care about yourself, you will make more money. You will excel at this job. And he will show transformation videos of people who he's made take their shirt off and then, you know, it'll show them later and they're killing it because, you know, whatever he's saying, you know, get in the gym, you need to take care of yourself. It's working. It's working for them to be more successful.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to go work out after we're done filming because now I feel good. I skipped mine this morning.
Oh no, I didn't skip mine. I went at 5:30 this morning.
I skipped mine and note to self, tuck your shirt in when you see Kristen in a couple weeks. If you're coming to tax and legal, I need everyone to be looking on point.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But don't look better than me because I don't want her
It'll
to
It'll never
find
happen.
Else.
No, we are locked.
Yeah, no, that's Yeah, we're locked.
We're like soulmates. All right, guys. I hope you guys really liked this video. It was honest. And don't hate on us, but we were just being honest and, again, shooting from the hip, which we love to do. I hope you guys liked it. And we will see you guys next time on CPA After Dark.